Doing the little things builds reputation and credibility. It might be a smile, knowing your customer's name, or just plain fair treatment. Credibility and reputation build trust. This BizWorld column will feature some of the little things City Hall and City Council do that erode trust and credibility. 1. Bankers' hours. When the pandemic struck, City Hall reopening hours were cut back to 10 a.m. from 8:30 a.m. The pandemic's greatest fears are over, or so it seems. Some taxpayers are frustrated when arriving at City Hall and having to wait until 10 a.m. to do business. The argument that so many people use online services isn't appropriate here. These hours discriminate against those who don't use or haven't access to online services. 2. Goodwill. The following conversation happened at a Warriors hockey game this winter. "So you still playing hockey?" one middle-aged man to another. "Yeah, we still play. But it's not like it used to be." "What do you mean?" "Our times get shunted around. We used to get a break, on rental fees, for playing at certain hours. Not anymore. No breaks." That's the kind of frustration that grows when local management is replaced by a contract with a multi-million dollar corporation, which has only the bottom line in mind and no civic-minded plans. 3. Fair play for all taxpayers is crucial to develop trust and satisfy voters, especially when it comes to taxes. Last fall, the City Council approved charging late fees of 4% interest. Previously, the interest was 1%. There's nothing wrong with charging overdue bills the same interest rate that banking institutions pay. City Council and management overlooked the other end of the equation. Taxpayers who pay taxes early in the year receive a measly 2% discount for early payment. In all fairness, the discount should be 4%. The 1% rates for overdue payment and tax discounts came in the 1990s, when bank interest rates sank to low levels and has been in place since. Before then, the discount was 5%, same as bank savings interest once was. Why isn't the city playing fair ball here? There is nothing to gain. Most taxes are collected monthly. Why doesn't the city want to encourage early payment? The few early-paying taxpayers are most likely seniors who have always practiced paying their bills early and could dearly use a little break. The discount only covers the city portion of taxes. Are the school boards too cheap to allow the deduction on their part of property taxes, which amounts to 30%? Ron Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.